Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Supermarkets could face criminal penalties for overcharging Wide Bay customers, including fines at 10% of their annual sales. That's if the federal government adopts the findings of a review into price gouging. The national probe wrapped up yesterday. The number of visitors on Gari won't be capped, but time limits at popular spots are on the table as visitor numbers skyrocket. The state government says they are considering time limits at places like Lake Mackenzie after the Environment Department's 2022 sustainability report found it is overcrowded at peak times. Additional camping and day use areas are also on the cards, but the Butchala people say it's not feasible. Police have revealed 1,600 random breath and drug tests have been conducted during the car enthusiast event May in the Bay. Maryborough's Highway Patrol led Operation Whiskey Afrino with help from Bundaberg officers to keep drivers safe during the event. At the end of the five-day event, 32 people had been issued with notices to appear for drug driving and 4 people were given court dates for drink driving. It comes as calls for Wide Bay drivers to be courteous are renewed by RACQ, which revealed aggressive driving is increasing. A local wildlife warrior says she hopes a recent incident that caused the deaths of 3 kangaroos was an accident. It comes after photos emerged of 3 kangaroos which had been killed after being hit by a car in Monrepo. Bundy Wildlife Rescue Incorporated's Linda Carson says they have had reports of cars deliberately hitting animals. She's urging locals, it's having disastrous impacts.
The kangaroos along the coastline, to be honest with you, they're going to disappear. When you get so much building going on all along the coastline, kangaroos can't breed fast enough to replace what is being killed.